And this is Elroy, and this is Darius.
Thank you, that's quite right. We need to introduce them.
A little toy.
That's a little toy, yeah. Have you experienced deep trance channeling before? There are two new people actually in the room, so I'm going to talk to you because these people come every week, so they have experienced what happens. What are your experiences? I need to know from you what your perception is of deep trance, because everybody's perception is different.
My hope would be that it was from the highest, that's the most important part.
Do you understand the process of what takes place?
Not in your group, no, because I need to be with somebody
else. Yes, exactly, right. Yes, this is very interesting, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is.
Spirit moves in mysterious ways, yes. You know?
Yeah.
And what about you, Tony?
Pretty much the same. I just thought it was in the form of like a spirit guide or something.
Yeah.
Speaking through you.
A lot of instances, yes, deep trance channeling is where you have a spirit guide or a doorkeeper or guardian will actually speak through the channel. In this particular instance, the energy that's working through me is the energy of our Earth Mother, and she tells us that she's the female half of the creative God power. You have Father God, she's Mother God. This is what she's been telling us repeatedly. She also says that over the course of many, many years, like centuries, she's had many names to many different people. And she's told us that she also has the name of the Holy Breath of the Holy Spirit, that she's that part of the Trinity. Doesn't matter what you care to believe. The most important thing is to feel the energy and get in touch with the energy rather than worry about the details. But you need to know that this is not a spirit person. That is the difference with what's happening with the channeling that I'm doing. It's not a spirit person. I do channel spirit people. I have got people in spirit that work through me. I have a guardian called White Eagle who comes and speaks to people sometimes. I have a doorkeeper called Fo Yan, a Chinese boy, Japanese boy. We had this debate. His mother was Chinese, his father was Japanese. And he lived in Japan, so I guess he was born in Japan. Anyway, but his name is Chinese, so we have this debate here, you know. Sometimes he will come and speak through, but not very often these days, because the energy that is mostly coming to the world at the moment is the Sonji energy. She's coming to talk to people to help raise the vibrations and bring people back to oneness, basically. And the teachings she brings through are things that we can use in our everyday life and help us with, you know, our functioning of our everyday life and our relationships and our difficulties and things like that. So it's very different in some respects, and yet it's the same in that I am still just a channel. I'm just a channel for it. My perception is that when I leave this place, when I hand over to the energy, my consciousness leaves this place, my ego self goes away and travels and does things. I help out with many different things in the world, and usually they are futuristic, i.e. they haven't happened yet, they're going to happen. And I'll go to many different trouble spots. I'll go to things like fires, earthquakes, floods and plane crashes, train crashes, all sorts of things like that, where they take me along to actually help with the recovery of souls, to help them to rehabilitate back into spirit, so to speak, but the transitional phase between earth and spirit, because they're in shock often. We also go and help the planet, we help the animals, and we help the flora and fauna and things like that, and we do lots of stuff like that. And when I come back, that's my reality. I have no concept of anything that's been going on in this room. I don't know anything that you've talked about. It's a complete mystery. The only part I get of the night is this bit that I have with you now, and the bit at the end of the night where I get to see you for maybe 5-10 minutes before you all rush off home. So it's important that you know that there is a big blank in my life. For a couple of hours, I actually don't have any awareness at all.
And how do you know that these presences are using your vehicle to speak through? How are you sure that you're with Holy Spirit and you're with it?
Because I have been working for a lifetime with my spirit people. I have been born with knowledge. I came into this life with knowledge. I was born knowing of my life, this life. I was born knowing of my previous lifetimes. I did not have the veil come down. And I know my people. I've been in close contact with them since before I was born.
You see them, too.
And I see them, and I hear them, and I talk to them, and I've been working with them for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And this energy is very different. Mm-hmm. It's very, very different.
I don't mean to be special. Insulting.
No, that's not. Right.
So
right.
Many. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do forgive me, but you know, I've had such strangeness in my personal life the last few years that I'm now.
You're asking questions. You're asking questions, and that's good. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly one of the things that Sanji says. She says, don't believe it just because I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. Test it. But she tells you how to test it, she doesn't just tell you to test it. She'll tell you how to test it, how to work it through, how to check it out. You know? So that's why I'm saying to you, it doesn't really matter. The details are not really terribly important at this point. Feeling the energy, getting in touch with the feel of the energy is what is important. And it's quite a strong energy. She's also very gentle. She can be very, very gentle, but she can also be very, very strong.
Will I feel comfortable when I leave here tonight?
I hope so.
Oh, I'm sure.
I would hope so. Mm-hmm. If you're not feeling comfortable for any reason whatsoever, come and talk to Christine or Diana or, you know, any of these people who are here that have been, you know, become familiar with the energy. And they'll be able to sort of put you to.
And if you're not comfortable at the time when somebody's here,
Ask her.
It's just the only thing. It's just such a long time since I have been, you know, in this type of situation, and it was not even a twinkle in my thoughts as I came through tonight, because I had another situation. I felt so busy.
However, we are very familiar with this kind of thing happening. This has been happening a lot since Sanji started coming through. She brings people from all over the place. And we've had people sort of arrive and say, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here. I was just told I had to come to this place tonight, but I didn't know what I was coming for. We've had people just arrive, and they didn't even know there was a meeting. They didn't come because it was a meeting. They were just told they had contact with their spirit people, and the spirit people said, you have to be at this place tonight. And they've been brought along to the place and sort of said, well, I don't really know what I'm looking for, but I'm here.
I thought you only worked out of Papakura.
Sorry?
Papakura, I thought that's where you worked.
I have worked in Papakura, and I have worked in Glenfield.
Glenfield.
Yes.
Tikawiti?
Tikawiti, Stratford, Ranui,
Whangarei. Tikawiti.
I haven't sort of followed it because my mind hasn't been in that direction. Once upon a time, of course. But now I'm being shifted. I know that I'm being shifted.
Right. Well, in that case, this is probably the reason you're here, because this is what she does. She shifts people. Mm-hmm. She does. Mm-hmm. Very much so. What we usually do, the format of our night is that we open our evening with a little poem that was channeled through from Spirit called Crystal Light of Love. Then we put on a piece of music which I like to listen to. I like to listen to music, and I use that as a focus for going away. I don't have to, I just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice, it's pleasant. Mm-hmm. And you can either join in and sing and dance, whatever you want to do. I mean, sometimes people get out and dance because music's nice, they want to get up and just move their bodies, you know.
Well, before you disappear, I would like to thank you for being so sweet, because I've probably given you a little bit of a hard time, and I didn't, you know, I didn't really mean to do that.
Oh, no, you haven't.
My focus was sort of go down a very straight path. I wasn't looking at a wider horizon at all.
No, that's all right, that's fine.
I'll just make sure before you disappear.
No, I'm sorry.
She'll be back at the end.
At the end of the night, we'll close down. Sanji usually says farewell to you and close down. And we have a cup of tea and a bit of toast and chat and that before you jump in your cars. It's always good to get grounded before you take off. We always recommend that you do. For some people who elect not to do that, however, we won't be responsible for them on their journey home.
Does anybody go through Avondale when they leave them? Because your evening songs are so it's going to be quite long.
Well, finish at half past nine. 2 hours. Yep, finish at half past nine.
Do you have to catch a bus or something?
Yes, I go home on the bus.
I think they'd be all right. Yeah.
Where's Faye?
No, that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll put the kids in the bush. I can get a ride home.
Yeah, you're
okay. I'm not far, it's just the weight hanging around.
Yes.
It's all right.
Yeah, I know. It's a block in the base.
Thank you very much. And if you want to come again, you've got the phone numbers,
very sweet.
But you can exchange phone numbers here too if anybody wants to exchange numbers. And
it's enormously interesting. About 5 minutes before I came here, maybe 10 minutes before I came here, these are face appeared in front of me on the bottom of the trolley, actually, and across the top of it had the awakening.
Okay, we're ready to start.
That's right. Did you have any questions? You talked about feeling the energy of Sunday.
Yes.
How do you know what to feel if you
You close your eyes, you take a deep breath, and you just let yourself open up to it. Okay? And you'll feel something. And whatever you feel, you know, if you want to talk about it and talk to her about it, or talk to these people about it while it's happening, do so. Some people find it really overwhelming and they actually burst into tears. All right? Oh, where is the tissues, by the way?
You.
I don't know.
Do you want some?
Well, we have. I'm sure
we've got one from.
Yes, that'd be a good idea, please, Heather. We never know when we need them.
Okay.
I'll mention
it. Oh, that would be like
that one day. One of the other things that happens is that Sanji doesn't like my glasses, she doesn't like my shoes, so I take them off before I go away, and she can come through and talk. Oh, now the other thing that I just want to tell people, I mean, you know about our books and things that we've got up there. These are transcripts of the Sanji gatherings that we've been doing here. There's a whole pile of them up there. The Trust is also agents for music. Some of the meditation music that we use. So we've got Jeff Clarkson's music here, which is absolutely beautiful.
And people that are members of the trust get a 10% discount. So if you felt like joining the trust, that tells you a little bit about who we are and things like that. What's that one doing there? That's a renegade. They're a little bit out of date. They're a wee bit out of date, these ones.
Yes,
if you're interested.
Wow.
They put out a bi-monthly magazine, which anybody can contribute to. So if you've got anything, a dream or a poem or whatever you can... Have you got any?
No, I don't believe so.
Right, well... And we're a magazine for the people. We're not just for, you know, people who are out there doing the elitist stuff. Okay? So we're here for people. And the other thing is that we've just started videoing some of the public, the more public sponsored gathering that we've been through. This is our Stratford tape. And we went down there. Okay?
No.
So we're putting these out.
Agree on those 25, wasn't it?
About 25 we agreed on those. So, Heather's our camera lady. Okay. I'll leave that one there for a minute, but that's coming home for me because everything we do, we donate one of to our local library. That's how Tony found us. Okay, so everything we do, we put one into the community. So that people can have an option of finding it. So we're ready to start.
Just very quickly, I'm just on the seat.
And we need number 20. And number 20 of Fire Prayer. And number one of this one. So make yourselves comfortable. Hope the little warm up a bit, and then you'll be able to take your coats off and not like to stay.
Oh, only for a minute.
I don't know. I want to stay.
Oh dear.
We'll get over it one day.
Okay. Uncross arms and legs, back straight. Take a deep breath in, nice deep breath in, down into your abdomen. Hold it and out. If you didn't do it, off you go.
Okay, close your eyes, please.
Oh, that's right, Channel Healing Book. You just reminded me. This is our book. If you want to write anybody's name in here for Channel Healing, that's our book. Sorry.
So darkness leaves the land and light is born. And soars heavenwards, then dives into the hearts of mankind. The truth of light within the crystal doth lie, to drive away the demons of your soul. Hearken to the words that you hear, the knowing within your heart. Hear not the darkness of your mind, for reason it is blind, that leadeth you astray and further into darkness. Put aside your reason, the mind that tells you lies, and hearken to the light, the crystal light of love, for within your heart it lies. No other can have charge of this, only you. Crystal light, so bright, of many hues, piercing through the darkness, allowing none to be. Only light, crystal light, shall be inside of thee. So ponder now upon this riddle that I give to you, and know its truth of crystal light remain inside of you. Be at peace.
So welcome to you for answering the call to come and be at one with the power of light. So before I begin for the workings for you, what would you have asking of I? Anything at all?
Sanjay, I've got a question. Last week you were in the process of saying something, but you got interrupted by a question. And it was referring to, you said it had been stated that a soul has to have 140,000 lives before it reaches oneness. Oh. And you were about to say something else. What was it that you were going to say?
Oh, that this is something that some people do believe in. I was not saying that this is soul. However, you may like to consider the possibility of it.
Well, on Earth time, it feels like a very long time.
Because you're looking at the soul reaching perfection. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. One life at a time.
That is right. One at a time. You don't need to be having too many. However, we won't go into that. We have already speaking about that. It is not for this speaking this night. It has already been addressed, you know. So one life at a time. This life that you're living now, in this consciousness, with this awareness, is the most important one that you have got. Your other lifetimes are past. They are gone. And they only have a bearing on this life when there is a lesson from that one that you need to remember in this life. And then you can travel back and discover what it is, the lesson that is. And this is done in two ways. One, you can go into spirit and visit the Akashic records and read about it with the gentlemen from there, who will come and meet with you and take you to where you need to be. No, there is not a womankind that is in charge of this library. It is a little mankind, very ancient. This has been the task of this soul for many, 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 many moons of your earth, and then more before that.
Yeah.
So, the other way of doing for this is to go into the dream spirals and to travel the dream spirals and go backward along the path of before time to the place that you need to go to discover all the things that you need to know for this life right now. Do not live with the illusion that past lives are an essential part of your development. They are not. Only when there is a need to know a lesson from one. Otherwise, focus your attention on this life. This is where you are now. So this is where you have to put all your energies in, is to this life. You have arranged it for yourself to come to this life to bring yourself to a point of connection with oneness. Depending upon who you are and what lessons you needed to learn, you will have incorporated them into your life path before you came to the earth. So everything has been arranged and written as it is meant to be. However, you don't all time have to work as though you have got no eyes, as though you cannot see. You are given many, many ideas and visions of how to find your path and how to find your destination. And this will come to you in a series of little, I'll say for you this, signs. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Signs. Some people call them signs from God, you know. However, they are signs that you have arranged to have delivered to you little messages to say for you, this is what you have to do this day. Go do it. Hurry up. Don't hang about. Is that one of your weddings that you have?
Yeah.
Hanging about. Very funny. So, I'm learning all these different things, you know. Little one is teaching I some more things. It's very, very interesting. I'm getting to learn many different things about your speakings. The speakings that you have now are very different from the speakings in times before, you know. However, these signs come to you to tell you to move forward, to do something, to take an action, and to bring yourself to a place of development or expansion. You know, this is what you're coming to do. So focus on this life. There is much to learn in this life. Do you all know the answers to everything?
When I was a teenager, I probably believed it.
However, that is one of the illusions, is it not? Growing.
Yeah.
However, there is not such thing as someone who knows everything living in flesh on the earth plane. There are many who live in the flesh on the earth plane who know many, many things, who are very wise and have a lot of information locked in their minds, in their heads. However, very many sometimes of these peoples, they have all this information in their heads and they do not know how to reach their hearts. And Sonji is here now at this time of the development of the peoples of the planet to bring to you the teach of how to learn to speak from your heart, how to let your truths inside you come out through your throat chakra into the world and share them with everybody, and how to do this with kindness, with compassion, and with love. Do you have any other questions? Greetings, little Fleming.
You know the Bermuda Triangle? How do people get die in there?
Because there is something that happens there that takes away all semblance of your natural time. You are the peoples of your earth, of the peoples around you. You all live by time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have your machines that tell you it is this time, it is so and so time, and so on and so forth time. And in this place of being, there is an energy that changes time, so that in effect the peoples that get caught into this place of different time are in a different space. It is one of those places where I speak of that the dimensions overlap. Like this, and overlap. So that at the moment of overlapping, this means that when you get caught in it, and then when the time and it shifts again, and time passes, it takes with it the matter that was there before time, including the waters, including the airs, including everything. It gets taken.
Does it leave a vacuum?
It does not leave hole, no, does not leave a hole.
So where are the people that get, are they just living in a different space now? Is that what the story is?
They are between.
Oh.
They go into a place between. That is one thing that happens in this place. You understand? One thing that happens in this place.
Are you talking about like the human triangle?
Yeah.
That is what little shaman asked about?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear his question either.
Little shaman asked about the place where the energies take gobble people up. Is that right? You have to shout, you know, they can't hear you.
How is this, people in the water
does go? The water does go. The matter goes with them. It just doesn't go whoosh like that. It is not, like that.
That's it.
It's not having that happening. It just is a transference. A transference like that.
Do they come back here?
Sometimes they can return, only they come back in another time frame from the one that they left. Most of the time they demise in their new existence, because they are lost and nobody knows they are missing. They cannot be found. That is one answer. The other answer are greedy peoples. There are greedy peoples that take advantage of this knowledge and the fears of people. And they prey on them, and they, how say for this, they do away with them by foul deeds.
Mm. Are you meaning sort of like a pirate type person?
Pirate.
It's one. Yeah.
Oh, this is a person that has a great big sword and wears a patch over the eye. Is that right? I see this in your head.
And they sail the sea.
With these big ships with the wings on them. Is that right?
But there are also pirates in the modern day who do the same thing. They do away with people and steal their
boats. They don't have these ships with the big wings.
No.
Not quite this time.
That's right.
Yeah. But they do the same thing.
These are greedy people.
Absolutely they are.
Very greedy peoples. And these peoples will sometimes prey on the innocent. So you have this happening as well. So it's no wonder that humankind is saying to themselves, well, what are I to believe about this? What is the truth of this? Both. I have said to you this before time. Do not reject one thing just because it sounds more sensible than the other thing. Look at it, because sometimes both are the right answer. Both can be happening at the same time.
So can I just ask, are you saying that someone will take someone they want to kill to that area of the Bermuda Triangle and kill them and say, oh, it must have been the Bermuda Triangle? That's right.
Sometimes this can be, other times they will just know that these peoples are going on this journey and will intercept them. without them knowing. Sometimes they don't even have to take them to this place.
Okay, I don't understand it.
I show you. Are you standing up? I'm going to get you to be the big bad person. Now, you're going to sally forth. And you're going to sally forth like this across this great ocean. And you're going to know that this one is sallying forth across the great ocean. And you say, aha, I want what is on that, thing. Go get it. And you go and you get it. I got it. Just like that. And you're innocent. You didn't know about the danger that was going to come and jump out at you.
Okay. How does it relate to the Bermuda Triangle?
Because of the fear that people already have, they put it down to this. That's right. Yeah. And not to the natural things.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, I borrow your bodies. So that is how it is. That sometimes people are innocently doing their busyness of life. And this bad person will come along and grab and take what they want for their own self. And make for everything to just disappear. And because of where it has taken place, everybody that is around says, oh, it must be this mystery that has done it. And it is not all time the mystery that has done it. You know, sometimes, very more often, it is the greedy peoples. You know, the greedy peoples. So many greedy peoples in your world, you know, very greedy.
Can I ask a question now then? Because we're still doing questions, aren't we? I'd like to ask about my friend that is down in Christchurch and what's been going on with that. I've spoken about it with Christine and you know, she sees the cycle that's going on with her fear of what I do and everything. And I mean, but she is a dear friend, and so I don't want to sort of lose her, but at the same time, it's like, well, it's going to keep happening, isn't it? And I don't know. I don't really know what to make of the situation. Because I sort of feel like I can't speak my heart with her anymore because of what, you know, how she's behaved. And so.
You are growing up.
Finally.
You are starting to discover about the fear in the hearts of people. And what fear makes people do. The actions, the words that they speak, the fear in their hearts holds them back. Keeps them from knowing the truth, speaking the truth. It locks them in one place. Now, that is one part of it only. The other part is that this one has come to this life to walk this destiny path that they are on in the way that they are doing it. It is not for you to gain sight. No, it is not your task to do that. So you have to be the abundance of love that the other cannot be. You understand? What is being talked about is bigotry. Bigotry. The destroyer of souls. Bigotry.
Can you please define that word?
Tegutsu?
I've heard of it used, and I understand it's not positive, but what does it actually mean?
Do you have the Book of Words?
Yes, we certainly do.
Very good. Would you like to make finding of this word?
However, Sanji, if someone has a different opinion, it's not necessarily
it's not.
Okay.
Wait! It depends
on
the
time you go. Moment. Let us do one thing at a time. I understand what you're saying, Oizwan. However, let us do this one.
I need some help. How do you spell it?
B-I-G-O-T.
It's got bigger, is that alright?
It will be alright.
Yeah. Okay. Obstinate and intolerant believer in a religion, political theory, etc.
Now, what happens is, this is what I'm saying to you, that this one has come to be on their destiny path. And this, you do not gainsay. It is not for you to do. Where you have bigotry is where that individual, that soul, takes what they have come to be in this life and makes judgment of you based on what they have come to be and to do in this life. They are not practicing completely the unconditional love that the Christ power came to teach.
Mm.
And it's not for you to correct them. They must come to it in the fullness of their own time. Mm. Jesus did not come and say, follow I and decry those that don't.
No.
Jesus came to say, follow I and